We are back to the Paul Revere Show. We're talking about Waukesha. We're talking about the day they took down the rainbows, because somehow we white folks are too afraid of rainbows. Can you believe it? We have Sarah Harrison calling in. And Sarah, are you there?
I'm here.
So I heard a rumor that you are running for the school board, and it's really nice to have you call in. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why you're running for the school board?
Certainly. Thank you. Yes, the rumors are true. I am running for Waukesha School Board. I have two kids in the Waukesha School District. My oldest, Lucas, is a senior, and my youngest, Chuck, is a freshman. And we have always kept an eye on school board goings-on, but over the last couple of years, we've really been at a lot of the meetings, listening very intensely to what was going to be done in terms of COVID mitigation policies, making sure that we are keeping on top of everything that's going on with some of the social unrest that's out there in our world today. And unfortunately, our school also has been making lots of news by doing some interesting things. And one of those is the removal of what are considered political signs, and that in this dictum that came from the administration, it did not come from the school board, that it did include all LGBTQ affirming signage, even to go so far as safe space signs were not allowed. The school's own diversity policy was not allowed to be printed because it was printed in like a rainbow color. Yep. That wasn't allowed to be on the walls. So I have gone and spoken my piece as a parent and as a community member, and I've not been satisfied with the results. So I'm taking it one more step further.
Well, it's really nice to know that we have folks that are not afraid of human beings. What do you, I mean, really, folks, I mean, you know, that when it comes down to it, right? This is what always amazes me. You know, there was an author, B.B. Moore Campbell, she wrote African-American writer. She would always write, or she wrote a book where she quoted this, she says, what happened to white people? When did they become afraid? They just, I'm walking down the sidewalk and they cross the street. And they said, you know, these are the folks that conquered the world. When did they become so afraid? So, Sarah, I'm glad you're not afraid. So tell us why you got us here.
Yeah.
What do you think you can do to help Waukesha get its soul back and put the rainbows back?
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought Waukesha was a, you know, a chicken place, right? A fearful place. So.
No. And I truly believe, based on my interactions with the community, that's not really reflective of our community. There's a loud minority that's definitely clamoring a lot of bells and alarms and all these things, but I truly believe that most folks out there in our community really are accepting and wonderful and loving people, and they want our schools to reflect that as well. So I think there's a couple of things. There's a willingness to stir up trouble. I am absolutely not afraid to bring up a topic. And if you want proof, you can go look at my Facebook page, because I let everybody post on there, including people saying I'm going to vote for the other guys. That's fine. You have every right to do that. I'm not afraid of those difficult conversations, because I've thought through where I stand on things, and I'm very willing to have those open conversations. So that's one thing, is I will definitely take on the difficult subjects, and I will not shy away from that.
So let me just ask. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking a lot. Please.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, so from an academic perspective, the big thing that is really challenging for our school district, and I'm actually at an elementary school right now. I'm in like a back hallway tucked away. I'm at a listening session because we're combining potentially combining two of our elementary schools.
Oh, and, I think we lost
oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. We lost you for 1 second.
Okay, super. All right. We have an achievement gap, which is not unique to Waukesha, but it is something that we need to address, and we need to make sure that we're bringing resources to the students who need them, and it's not a peanut butter spread. It's not one size fits all. These are humans that we are trying to help along the path, and it only benefits our community to put more resources where more resources are needed. So there's a lot of conversation around that, and there are folks out there that believe it should be each student gets the exact same resources, but each student doesn't need the exact same resources. One kid might need some more help in math, and someone else needs help in English. If you give them the exact same peanut butter spread, neither one of those kids is going to succeed. So,
and we all need a lot of science.
Little guy. Yes, absolutely. Can we please, please keep teaching science and history? I'm very scared if we don't keep teaching those.
That's how Elon Musk is going to get to Mars, is science, and I don't think we should just let it have the planet by himself, right? So I'm really glad, Sarah, that you said this about Waukesha folks generally, because that's been my experience, that people have good hearts, they're open-minded. So how is it that you said this, there's this loud minority. So how does the silent majority really address this loud minority, right?
Vote.
Exactly. Vote, yes. Go vote tomorrow. That's step one. And step two is just, I would say, you know, show up once in a while. You don't have to go to every meeting. You don't have to out-clamor the clamorers, but, you know, be part of the conversation. And you don't have to be there in person. You could call one of your school board members. You can send them an email.
All of their emails are online.
Yes.
That was Melissa Bushman of the Alliance for Education Waukesha.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Melissa. Hi.
Sounds like she's a supporter, so... Maybe she's voted already. I don't know.
I am a Sarah fan.
Well, thank you.
So what's your experience been, you know, going around and talking to your neighbors and folks? Are people worried or about this loud minority, or what do you think?
Yeah, people are worried because they see a lot of division in society, as kind of like when you're looking at it at a macro level, but also when you're looking in our community at more of a micro level, they see that people are digging into positions and not necessarily having an open mind and listening to what's going on. One of the things that I actually say on my website is I'm humble enough to change my mind. If I was wrong, I will tell you I was wrong and I will change my mind. I think that's much more important than digging in and being very stubborn that I was right the first time. That's a bunch of baloney, and if my kids did that, they would be in trouble. So, So it's important to be able to have a conversation, and people are not feeling like that's happening out there right now. It's a big issue. It's not something that one person or one race can help, but each little piece of the puzzle can help us build back to where hopefully we can have a civil discourse and actually focus on the things that are truly important for our kids and for their education.
So, you know, there's been some talk here in the room about food and the whole board issue with food. How do you see that as a candidate, and what does that actually mean to folks? It all means something to everybody in this room when you say food, but I like food, but what does that issue mean in Waukesha?
I love food, and so do the kids who go to our schools, and they would all love to have breakfast, but 8 of our elementary schools do not currently get breakfast through the Seamless Summer option. They have federal funding available to have breakfast at those schools. However, The reason that was given for those schools not getting the breakfast when we finally did say, yes, we'll take the SSO money is just that those schools hadn't had breakfast in the past when it was a paid option, so therefore they didn't get it when it was a free option, which is a very strange reason to me. I think kids like to eat, whether breakfast was there, you know, a couple of years ago or not, they still would really like to have breakfast. And some of those schools are also in some of our more at-need areas. Our two biggest at-need schools do have the breakfast options. That's a very good thing. But out of the eight, we have definitely some kids who could really benefit from that. And it does no harm to us. There was a concern at the beginning of the process because of title funding that we wanted to make sure we had accounted for students who would qualify for specific types of funding, because it does go to more than just the food program. However, in our most recent board meeting, they said we're on top of it now. We have all the numbers basically back to where they used to be. We feel good about those numbers, so there's really no reason not to give these poor kids a banana, please.
So, your name is on the ballot tomorrow?
It is. Okay, can I share a fun fact?
You can share a fun fact, and you have about 50 seconds to share it. So make it in 30.
Primary is tomorrow. The general election is April 5th. My oldest turns 18 between those two dates, so you got to get me on that ballot, people, because my son needs to vote for me.
Now, I really like that. And, the you know, tomorrow you can use a Dropbox, and tomorrow you can take your disabled mother's absentee ballot and deliver it yourself, but not on April 5th, folks. Okay, on April 5th, you're just going to have to take them down and vote personally.
Go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. Everybody go there. That's the gold standard website.
Thank you.